8 years ago, a high-end Nashville interior designer started using her clients' old furniture to help domestic violence victims moving out of a shelter. Since then, her project, called Renew, has furnished nearly 200 homes for more than 400 women and children they've never met. And it was all done for free. WPLN's Natasha Sinjanovic reports it's an emotional experience for everyone involved.
Julie Davis directs half a dozen volunteers as they unload a 16-foot truck in front of a Nashville duplex.
The rug is the den. This is a boys' bedroom.
Which one is the boys'?
This back right one.
Back one, okay.
Bunk beds, dressers, lamps, and a diaper-changing station come out of the truck, as do boxes with toiletries, books, toys, a kitchen's worth of supplies. Everything going into the empty two-bedroom apartment has been donated to Renew, and it matches the color schemes and needs spelled out by the tenants, who get to keep it all. Davis coordinates each project from start to finish.
Well, I'll come take measurements and make a blueprint of the house, and then when I go back to the warehouse, I'll know then what size sofa, what size drapes, what size beds.
In no time, the latest apartment features an earth-toned living room, an orange and pink kitchen, and in the kids' room, brightly colored animal paintings that would usually run around $100 each.
This guy is so cute!
The family will move in just hours after the volunteers leave with their hammers, drills, and vacuum cleaners. Davis got the idea for Renew in 2010 during lunch with the then CEO of the Nashville YWCA. The YW not only runs a domestic violence shelter, it pays for 1 year of transitional housing for places victims pick out themselves. Davis thought, why not use what her wealthy clients no longer wanted to create beautiful, welcoming homes for those recovering from trauma?
That's what our whole vision is when we started this, was to make them feel two things when they walk in. And the biggest thing is hope. We want them to feel like somebody cared, and we want them to feel like they have hope. We're trying to make a difference one home at a time.
For confidentiality reasons, no one at Renew meets the clients. But Kristen Taylor, a core volunteer who's in charge of the power tools, thinks about them every time they do up a home.
You know, oftentimes it'll be like 5 o'clock after work, and I'll always look at my watch. I'm like, oh, you know, maybe they're walking through the door right now, and what do they think? Or I think about them sleeping in their own bed their first night. It's a nice feeling.
The crew does hear from families, though, through thank you letters and reaction videos.
It's so amazing!
It's like Santa's dream come true!
Oh my God!
Thank you, Santa! I love you so much!
That's Kristen, Lyons, and her daughters entering the Renew apartment for the first time last year. Lyons says it took nearly a dozen visits from the police, two orders of protection, and a warning from Child Services to finally leave her husband. She was nearly bankrupt when she and her three kids went into the shelter. They spent 5 months there before Lyons found her new place. Today, she says she's extremely grateful to have been able to leave behind many things from her old house. They were filled with too many bad memories.
I imagine that if he'd like burned down the house, or I was unable to get divorced and he was like harboring all of my things, it wouldn't have mattered, because Renew had the whole place furnished anyway, so it's nice to not have needed any of that stuff and to be able to just throw it all away.
But equally profound, says Lyons, was walking into a home custom decorated with so much love by total strangers.
It's an invaluable experience for a woman who's gone through brutal abuse, so it felt like a reward for having the courage to walk away.
The 33-year-old now works at a behavioral health center and wants to become a therapist to help others like herself. Meanwhile, the Renew team is preparing the next home. They do about two per month. Davis and her partner in Renew have long outgrown the garage where they first stored donations from her clients. Today, their warehouse is full of items from a variety of donors, including a gardening store that makes sure each place has a welcome mat. And families are always greeted by a warm crock pot for their first meal in their new home.
They made us chili!
Let's eat it right now!
Oh my God.
For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Natasha Sinjanovic.